This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Sylvan Fire, burning through thick timber south of Eagle, has grown to more than 1,400 acres since igniting yesterday afternoon. It's caused evacuations of people recreating and closed nearby Sylvan Lake State Park. David Boyd with the White River National Forest says that from inside the park,
you can see the smoke and you can see the firefighting activity, but it's not impacting the park. It's above the park right now. And that's one of the things we're trying to keep it out of.
There are multiple wildfires burning in Colorado, including the Oil Springs fire south of Wrangley. That blaze, now 5,000 acres, has closed a large section of Highway 139 and also caused evacuations. Millions of Coloradans may be eligible for monthly payments of up to $300 through the expanded child tax credit. At a roundtable hosted by Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, Denver mom Krista Jimenez said the credit will help her transition out of full-time parenting.
The advanced monthly payments will help us ease the burden of day-to-day expenses like healthcare, food, and it will also enable us to pay for after-school enrichment activities for our daughters that we couldn't otherwise afford.
The first child tax credit payment will hit eligible bank accounts in mid-July. You're listening to CPR News. There's much to come on All Things Considered. What goes into building a career from a viral meme? Quinta Brunson will tell us all about that and her first book, She Memes Well, in about 15 minutes. After that, we'll hear from the columnist who won a Pulitzer Prize for arguing that Confederate statues should come down across the country.
To celebrate those symbols in the public space just became wrong in a way that I could no longer reconcile.
Elsa Chang brings us that interview in some 30 minutes, but coming up next, a look at SCOTUS's decision on a compensation ban for student athletes. Denver had a huge Juneteenth celebration over last weekend, and our reporter Claire Cleveland was there. You can check out some great photos and read about how it went on our website. That story's on our homepage. Come over to CPR.org. Right now, it is cooling down as the day goes on and the sun starts to get lower in the sky. Denver is at 69 degrees and mostly cloudy. Tonight will be a low of 56. The next few days will be in the high 90s. Stick around. You're listening to CPR.